the trout at Mibor Lake near Laramie succumbed to winter kill. But what does it mean for anglers this summer? Coming up next on the Wyoming Outdoorsman, I'm Ray Hageman. Now, for the second time in 2 years, trout at Mibor Lake succumbed to a winter kill event. Wyoming Game and Fish Department fisheries biologists confirmed the winter kill in early May with a netting survey that produced suckers but no trout. Unlike last year, this year's winter kill event was not the result of equipment failure. Steve Siddons, Game and Fish fisheries biologist in Laramie, says last year the aeration system in Mibor failed. He says this year the system functioned well throughout the winter, but conditions in the lake resulted in winter kill. Winter kills occur when ice and snow cover the lake. Ice cover prevents the exchange of oxygen with air, and snow on top of the ice prevents sunlight from reaching aquatic plants that could otherwise photosynthesize and produce oxygen. When these plants die from lack of sunlight and decompose, the decomposition process uses up additional oxygen that would otherwise be available to the fish. As a result, the lake becomes deprived of oxygen and the fish die. The current aeration system at Mibor can alleviate these conditions to some extent by maintaining a patch of open water to allow oxygen transfer from the air. But this past year, it could not overcome severe oxygen depletion. The aeration system has substantially improved over winter survival of trout since it was installed in 2013. However, maintaining sport fish populations in shallow productive lakes prone to winter kill like Mibor is often dependent on the weather. Siddons says, "We were monitoring the function of the aeration system and dissolved oxygen levels all winter. Even with the aeration system, dissolved oxygen levels dropped too low for too long to support the trout." He says, "We're hoping that the dissolved oxygen data we collected might give us some insights on how to avoid future winter kill events." No other Laramie Plains lakes are known to have experienced winter kill events this year. Mibor is being restocked with trout, and they're expected to grow quickly because of the high productivity in that lake. Additionally, some larger cutthroat and rainbow trout have been sourced from the Game and Fish Wigwam Rearing Station and the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service Saratoga National Fish Hatchery to jumpstart the recovery of the fishery. Anglers should expect fishing to be slow for the next month or two while the trout fishery is being rebuilt. The Wyoming Outdoorsman is a program produced by the Wyoming Game and Fish Department. Thanks for listening. I'm Ray Hageman.